Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to a taut, lifted, undimpled, apple-bottomed episode of Fat Mascara. Ooh. I am Jessica Matlin.
I'm Jen. Hi, guys.
What's up for today?
We got a lot going on today. First, some slick tips we picked up in our recent travels. Then we're going to talk about why watching makeup tutorials is so relaxing.
So relaxing.
And we'll end up with mom cuts, your mom's hairstyle.
And we have the most fabulous guest with us today, Dr. Paul Jared Frank, the renowned dermatologist. He is so sharp, so cool, shows up in like freaking like Tom Ford, whatever the hell he was wearing.
And he's going to get us bikini ready for summer.
Stay tuned. Jen, it feels like forever since I've seen you.
We've been traveling the world.
I know. I like forgot what you looked like for a week.
Here
crazy.
I am.
Where have you been? Well, I know you've been, but why don't you tell everyone?
I've been to Germany. Yeah, it was wonderful. I've been working on my German accent.
That's actually really good.
Thank you.
It's really good.
I went to Germany. I'm working on reporting a story on a natural beauty company, Weleda. So.
Oh, I love their stuff.
But you were busy out in LA having every beauty procedure under the sun, according to your Instagram.
Please follow us on Instagram if you don't. You can see like what we're up to and our Snapchat. But anyway, yeah, I just kind of loafed around and went to like a million different spas and like hairstylists. It was just like I was living that LA dream, you know.
Well, last time you told us about your London tips. Did you pick up any knowledge in LA?
I did. Well, my first beauty destination was I went to Sonia Dekar's skin clinic.
I love Sonia Dekar.
I went to go see the guru, mm-hmm. and like basically, I love Sonia because she like doesn't pamper you. I mean, she does, but she's like, this is what you need to do. What's wrong with your skin? Here's what you should use. And the answer, like, she's just freaking gets down to biz, you know?
Yeah.
The answer is always the same. It's
what?
Oil.
Oh, oils.
Delicious oils. She was talking about oils like in the 70s before every brand had an oil.
That's so funny. I had oil chats too. But so now what oil does she like?
Well, she has her Omega oil, which is like really the foundation of her brand. Every problem that I have with my skin, and like, I'm not gonna like, you know, BS you. I don't have like problem skin.
Yeah.
But every skin has some kind of issue. I have irritation on my chin, which I thought was kind of funny. She was like, does your boyfriend have a beard? And your, does. Yeah, your guy has a beard too.
It's what's causing your...
Yes.
My chin's always red too.
Yeah. She was like a freaking skin detective.
Oh my gosh.
I know. She's been around the block. She knows what's up. She sees
so
a lot.
So does oil fix that?
Yes. It calms inflammation. So I used her oil for the entire week.
And hers is a mix of... This is actually interesting because I was learning about oils from these homeopathic doctors in Germany. Tell me the oils, and then I'll tell you my oils.
Her oil, okay, so it's a mix of organic, it's an organic omega boost. That's like such a tongue twister. And it's made with organic flaxseed oil and essential oils of chamomile and lavender, which we know are very calming. They're anti-inflammatory and they're antibacterial. So I probably have a bunch of grease and fuzzballs or whatever happening in my chin, and that just calmed it down.
What Jess was trying to say is she might have a little bacteria that is causing some dermatitis and acne.
And I'm always kissing my kitty too.
Okay, and so their antibacterial oils, the lavender.
Yeah.
This is so funny because what I learned was I finally got the difference between fatty oils and essential oils, which I think a lot of people are like, oils, just more is better. And they'll put like rosemary and lavender oil all over their face. Those aren't technically oils, even though they're called essential oils. Yeah. They're like flash volatiles from the plant. So the fatty parts, like the flax
seed, fatty,
that is made from the seed of the plant. So that's where all the essential fatty acids come from, all the nutrients that help the seed grow. It's like food for the seed, for the plant. It's food for your face.
Oh, fatty is good fat for the plant. And good fat for your face. So
right,
fat
so they
is
come
good.
From the seed. Coconut is technically seed, so that's flaxseed oil, sesame oil, jojoba, all from the seed. The essential oils are from the leaves, the flowers, and the stems, things like lavender, rosemary, all the ones that have, their property isn't moisturizing, it isn't food for the skin. It's either astringent, or it fights bacteria, or it's anti-aging because it has lots of vitamin A. So those are the ones you have to use in really small doses.
Oh, that's interesting.
So don't be going to your Whole Foods or whatever and buying those little essential oils and putting them directly on your face. They're really active.
One time, oh my God, that's funny you said that. One time I had a little jar of it, of lavender oil, and then I ended up I put it on something. Maybe I put it on my pillow, or maybe I put it somewhere. There was still trace amount on my finger, and I touched my eye.
Yeah.
P.S. I was in glasses for the next 2 weeks because I had burnt my cornea when I touched my eye.
They're super active.
I went to the ophthalmologist, and they were like, what did you do? And I told them, I was like, I touched this product, blah, blah. And they were like, that is dangerous stuff.
So that's a little advice for us.
Yeah.
Directly putting those on your face. 9. Sehr gut. Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny,
happy people holding. Shiny, happy. Jen, I'm taking this down a notch.
Okay.
Do you find this relaxing?
I guess.
All right, that's kind of a weird intro, but listen, stay with me. So I was at the Lancôme event the other day, and they were playing this video of Lisa Eldridge, the fabulous English makeup artist, doing her own makeup. She was applying eyeliner, and I was standing there totally transfixed.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so relaxing. I didn't say that loud, but I said it to myself. And then I posted a video on our Instagram, and I wrote it's so weird, how this is so relaxing, and someone else wrote me too or whatever.
Yeah, I love watching people get their makeup done.
Right? It's just it really calms me. And then someone else said to me, I know, I just love, out loud, in real life, said, I just love watching your videos. They, really calm me. I like watching them before I go to sleep. And I was like, oh, my God, there's another one. Sometimes I feel like I enjoy them, more than the average person.
Yeah, I could go on YouTube and watch a bunch in a row. I'm not even getting the advice.
It's relaxing. It lowers my blood pressure. And then I was doing a little internet research, and I found out that, there are vast communities of people who are really into this. Now, have you heard of the phenomenon called ASMR?
Is this where people watch videos of ladies scratching stuff?
Yes. Okay. And it sounds a little weird, but it's the feeling of getting the chills or the tingles when you hear a certain sound or voice, or watch someone do a certain motion, a simple motion like paint or fold towels, or apply makeup.
Yeah, it's exactly that. So it's what is ASMR?
Oh, it stands for, that would be helpful, Autonomous Meridian Sensory Response.
AMSR.
Now, like all of these makeup videos and, you know, hair, like beauty videos basically fall into this kind of...
It's like a perfect storm of AMSR.
Exactly.
Soothing sounds, brushes sweeping across skin.
People, like, you know, like women speaking quietly. Now, there are, if you type in ASMR, like makeup, you'll find a bunch of creepy, I'm sorry if, like, this is, like, your bag, but, like, creepy videos of people doing this, like, just so people will get the tingles. That's not what I'm talking about. But a lot of people are using these videos to, like, mellow out.
Do you get the tingles that they're talking about?
Sometimes I get the tingles.
What is this, like, a small percentage of the population that has this?
That's so funny that you asked. There are no formal studies, but
yeah, because how do you tell this to your doctor? I get the tingles from watching videos. That's not a thing.
It's okay. So there's no solid data. There's no published research studies, but that's probably going to change because this is not like a clinical term yet.
Yeah.
But people, these two researchers have just started a survey, and within like the first month, they've gotten 4,000 responses of people who are like, this is me, this is me. It's this weird subculture.
Where are these tingles that you're feeling?
On your head.
Because I feel like some people think that it's a little sexual.
I promise you it's not sexual. Listeners, it's not sexual. It's like totally just a calming, chilled out feeling.
So you get tingles on your head and you feel chilled.
No, it's not like always like tingle, tingle. Like it's just kind of like a mellow, chill feeling.
Could I have it too?
I wonder if there are grades because like I'm not – some people describe like – major euphoria. That's okay. Like not me.
There's a thing that gives me like a little euphoria, an Instagram account.
Oh my God.
It's called I pleasing, the letter I in pleasing, and satisfying videos. I don't know if you've ever been on here, but it's a compendium of like people mixing paint or like bubbles.
Oh, they're videos.
Yeah, but they're all like, I'm using the voice that goes along with them. They're like, they make me feel funny in my belly. Like,
okay, so you totally have it.
Do you think so?
Yeah, don't act like you
like,
don't
have
it. Like,
I could watch these videos. Like, here's one where they're, like, frosting a cake.
Hold on.
It's very soothing.
Eye-pleasing. I went on. You get the tingles.
So here's a video from Eye-pleasing. See, they're mixing together two colors of paint. Okay. Very satisfying.
All right, Jen, this is taking me back to the first time I experienced ASMR before I knew what it was.
Really?
Bob Ross.
Happy Trees, Bob Ross?
I would put that on every day at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and just lie on the couch and just like freaking let the vibes flow.
To Bob Ross.
Yes, his voice and watching him with the little spatula.
Very.
This is what I'm saying. This is like early ASMR. You're watching, you're doing the same thing.
Maybe I have it too.
I love it.
Love it.
Tingles.
Hey, how you doing, love mama? Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you something that you might like, dear. Got a six-ass body and your ass looks soft. Mind if I
get Jess, there's been a big uproar in the interwebs about an article in New York Times called Mom Hair, It Exists, Now What to Do About It.
Ooh, burn.
I see you already think it's a burn, and that's what people are saying. The whole article was about how women have a baby, and then they get the mom cut. The mom cut being, it's always a bob. I know you have a long bob, so sorry.
Love.
But it's of like a certain length, and it's sort of this like nondescript haircut that just says, hi, I am now a woman with a child. And all of these people online are like, that's so rude of the New York Times to say that this is something that needs fixing. Like, women don't have enough other problems to deal with. Now our hair isn't good enough because we don't have a cool cut because we're a mom. So people were not happy
about
it. This
whole thing makes me laugh.
Why does it make you laugh?
It just seems like it's like a parody of like, you know, uproar about like a haircut. I don't know. It's just funny.
But I have to be honest, it is a thing. Like,
the mom cut is a thing, but yeah. It's very, I don't know, there's something like meta about like the moms. I don't know.
Well,
I'm not explaining it right.
So, some of the experts they were talking to had like a reason for the mom cut. I feel like the reason is I've just given up and I don't care, but that's not what they were saying. Yeah. They were like, you lose a lot of hair.
Yeah.
You grow a lot of hair during pregnancy, and then right after the hormones change, you lose a lot of hair.
Yeah. So, and also the baby's grabbing at it.
Right. So you've got a kid now. You don't have less time to do your hair, so you cut it into a bob. But there's also that special kind of mom bob. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's just that kind of like corny haircut.
Okay, so Saturn, did you see the Saturn Live skit?
No.
Mom cut?
I did. I know it's mom like, jeans, but I don't
know. It's the mom jeans of 2016. So all the women of Saturn Live are sitting around at a baby shower, yeah. And they were like, oh, you just had your baby, so when are you going to get the cut? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they pan around. Everybody has on this wig of this haircut. They're like, you know, it's like feathers in the front and daggers in the back. Of course, they have Long Island accent.
Oh, my God, that is hilarious.
Yeah, like Long Island medium. She's like, you know, that aggressively styled bob.
Yes.
With like a wedge in the back. I don't know that that is what everybody gets, but I have seen a lot of that cut on moms.
You know, I feel like it's the kind of thing where it's one of these like sensitive, I feel people are being oversensitive. I think it's the New York Times job to report what's going on.
And trends.
This is a trend that's happening. They can't not report it because you might offend moms. I think that's like really silly. Maybe it was the headline or maybe the tone of the article. I read the article. I read it twice. Once the first time I read it and the second time when I heard people were upset, and I said, like, okay, I could see that. Maybe it's because, you know, full disclosure, I'm not a mom. Maybe my feelings would change if I were. And I appreciate that. I could see how people could be PO'd, but I don't think anything was really mean-spirited about it at all.
No, but I think it's giving bobs a bad name because, honestly, you can get a bob and be super chic and cool and, like, have a good layer. You don't want a bob longer in the back. Or super shorter in the back. It needs to just be like a little bit longer in the front.
I think it was just like an educational piece about like finding a good stylist.
Yeah, to help you get a cut that is not daggers in the back.
Very excited to have Dr. Paul Jared Frank here, renowned plastic surgeon of Fifth Avenue Dermatology.
Yes.
Dr. Frank was running a little bit late today, and, you know, he was kept very busy there, and he sent me a text running late. I said, thanks, like, you know, whenever you can get here. And he sent me this hilarious emoji of, what, like a smile, a thumbs up, the scary syringe, the bloody syringe, and the praise hands, thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
That's his bio in emoji form.
Completely.
Someone told me that was actually two hands high-fiving and so, not the prayer, but I believe
BS.
It's the prayer.
Yeah, I know.
Think it's the prayer. It's praise hands.
Yeah, so I heard that crap too, unless it has little like those little like quotation marks around, like emotions marks.
Yes.
Yeah. They're steady in prayer.
They are.
Namaste.
They are. And the needle isn't even specialized. It comes in your standard your standard issue emoji.
Great bio. Good intro,
Yay.
Jess.
So
you're like the cool doc of New York City.
I am.
I'm glad you're not contesting that.
You can see that. I am a dermatologist or a dermatologic surgeon. So me and the plastic surgeons don't like me because I'm usually keeping people away from the plastic surgeon.
Okay, well, thank you for schooling me. So what do you mean you're keeping away from the plastic surgeon?
Well,
can you elaborate on that?
Most people will come to me and they'll say, what can be done that is non-surgical? And although there are surgical things I do in my practice, most people are really trying to ride the wave of what they think is minimally invasive or things that are going to prevent more aggressive treatments of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, plastic, when I was in training in the 90s, plastic surgeons used to be like, well, we don't do those chemical peels or play with the lights or the injections.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, all the technology started booming. People don't want plastic surgery anymore. Now plastic surgeons are really experts in skin, don't you know?
So like it was a revolt. Like
a
they thought
it's a little bit of a turf war, but and there are excellent plastic surgeons, and I think the general consensus is that the cosmetic industry is getting more advanced in terms of less invasiveness, quicker recovery, and certainly towards a more natural type of aesthetic.
Yeah, when I think of plastic surgery, I think of like someone walking down Park Avenue with like lots of bandages around their face. But cosmetic dermatology is
it's a little bit
now.
More natural, although we still fight our the aesthetic battle of people thinking that if you get injections in the face, you have to look like a Cabbage Patch Kid. You know, I always tell people, as soon as you only notice the bad work, and if you could see my work being done, it wasn't a good job. So the goal is to just have people think you roll out of bed looking fabulous and you do nothing. But there's a misconception that getting work done of any kind is going to be noticeable. And that's when, you know, you got to go to a different doctor.
So, quick question. Let me run this stat by you. So, according to the ASPS, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons,
of which you are not a member.
But that's okay. They have the best type of statistical information in the cosmetic industry.
Surgical and non-surgical cosmetic procedures jumped 20% last year. What does that say to you?
What it says to me is that it's much more acceptable to take care of yourself. And cosmetic enhancement is a form of wellness. People don't go to the gym for their heart. They go to it to look and feel good. The same way they get their hair and their nails done. And because technology has advanced so much, there are things you can do that aren't high risk. And people are just feeling it as part of their well-being, like going to the gym.
But they have questions.
Yes. And, you know, there is a big spectrum of how aggressive or how light you can get. And that's really where the education process comes in.
So we have questions, too, for our readers and maybe for ourselves and for whoever just walked into the studio over there.
Okay. It's like a little elf.
But you do all sorts of procedures.
Yeah.
So before we get into some that might be more summer body focused, what are like the top things you're doing in your practice these days?
Well, I always, people ask me, well, what are the things you specialize in? And I say it's sucking and filling. Those are my
sucking
two.
And
sucking
filling.
And filling.
Sounds
I'm a big
delicious.
Person. Volume distribution. It's kind of
okay.
Like your, can I say words like ass? Is that okay?
Yes,
like
we have the E.
Okay, good. It's like your ass or your face. So one of the biggest issues as you get older is redistribution of volume. Too much in one place, not enough in another. And what's amazing about the minimally invasive stuff is you can alter that thing for age rejuvenation. So on the body, we tend to want to get rid of certain spots. On the face, we look to enhance and reflate or revolumize certain areas. So those are the two most popular things I do.
And you can technically deflate the body and fill the face with the same stuff, right? Do you do that?
You can. Fat transfer is and certainly was a very popular treatment. We have so many advanced fillers now that are much more predictable and less traumatic that we don't do fat transfer as much, but it still holds a role. There are some doctors who still love it.
Got it.
But on the body, you know, when you deal with aging, it's about volume and elasticity. Those are the two things, whether it's your face or your tush, that are the things. So, you know, filling or dealing with the volume is usually the first and biggest step that you can make.
Yes.
And we use fillers, by the way, on the body as well. We use it for cellulite and for dimples.
Wait,
and
someone with a dimply leg who's coming in having you put an hyaluronic acid filler in each of those dimples.
We use Radius a lot, which is a longer-lasting calcium-type filler. And I use it for cellulite all the time.
How long does that
take?
Heard
about that.
Oh, well, a few moments. I mean, you know, listen,
like the bigger pockets of, like, dimples.
Not that much. We use a dilute form of it. And we inject it. It's putting a little air back in the balloon. Now, you can't do, like, the whole buttock area. I mean, and you could, but, you know, you could do, 4x4 inch.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Areas of the outer thighs, and you can just put a little bit of the volume of the filler underneath the skin. And
is that person standing up while you do
it?
Yeah.
I do it while standing up.
So you can really see where the...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh. And they're not... It doesn't make their thighs necessarily look bigger or fatter. No. It just makes them look smoother.
You're placing it superficially. When you deal with volume, and it's a three-dimensional thing. I'd love to say it was as easy as two-dimensional, but you have to know where you're placing it. If you want volume, it goes deep. If you want smoothening, you go superficial.
So this is a smoothing thing.
It's more of a deep dermal, a superficial treatment.
Why aren't I hearing more about this? Like, I've been treated
because no one's as fabulous as me. No, that's not true. No, there are people that are doing it, but I would call it an advanced technique.
Yeah, it's not just off-label, as many uses are. Yeah. It's like a little bit even...
All things on the body are pretty much off-label, except for body skin-tightening devices. But, most doctors whose expertise is in injectables would say that they use it everywhere from the décolletage of the chest to the outer thigh to the inside of the arm. It's very common now.
The cellulite is so difficult to treat, in my experience... Okay, so you've got the injectable situation. What about, like, these other treatments?
Skin tightening.
Would Sulfina fall under that?
Sulfina actually is its own category. It really only works for one type of cellulite, and those are people who have distinct dimples.
And what is Sulfina?
Sulfina is a device. You fill up the air with local anesthesia, and it's a subcision device. So what it's doing is it's breaking up the bands that are pulling down the skin, creating those puckers, which is why, unfortunately, it does not treat textural abnormalities. It's not really tightening the area like other things like Thermage or Excel.
Is it you have like those little like ripply bits? That Sulfina is not going to help with that.
No,
it's really
it's
just those pockmark typey things.
Puckers and dimples.
Is it snipping the band?
That's exactly what it's doing. It's
is there
putting,
blood
it's
involved?
Putting, yes, and it could cause bruising. It's actually putting a blade through it. So this device is a suction cup. After the skin is anesthetized, it draws the skin into a suction, and then it takes a blade that literally is cutting the undersurface of the skin to break up those puckers. Now, it does work. It's a standardization of a technique dermatologists have been using on acne scars and puckers for 40 years.
But by hand, with
by hand,
scalpels
with subcision.
And, yeah.
You inject local anesthesia, and in all honesty, in my opinion, and there are other people that disagree, I've been doing it manually for decades, and I think this is a very expensive, standardized way for a company to kind of put their stamp on it.
Or a bad doctor to, like, get a better result.
I find that cellulite is so multifactorial. It's very rare that I find a person where I have one answer to it. And I know everything's expensive, and things have downtime, and nothing is perfect. So I usually get the best result from combining several small things as opposed to doing too much of any one type of treatment.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you said that really struck me was that Cool Sculpt was not a, you know, was not the kind of miracle product or miracle treatment.
I love that you have so much knowledge in this area,
really,
Jess.
Yeah. She remembers these conversations.
I remember when Cool Sculpt came out.
Well, I think I need to know what Cool Sculpt is, though, before we get into
that. Why don't you define what Cool Sculpt is? Because I just thought it was the Holy Grail.
Yeah. Cool Sculpting is, it's the name of a device made by a company in what's called the treatment of cryolipolysis, which is kind of what it sounds like, freezing fat. And it was shown, actually, in the 1950s, it was originally described, that if a child holds a cold pop, you know, one of those things.
Like an ice pop.
An ice pop, exactly, in their mouth for too long, they'll get a divot in their cheek because exposing the fat...
Get us some ice cream!
Exactly,
I'm going to sit on it.
Ice packs. So it's called cryolipolysis.
Okay.
And it's been shown that if you lower the temperature of the fat to a certain level... without harming the skin, you will create self-destruction of fat cells. So, some very smart people at Harvard, a gentleman that invented a lot of lasers, developed this technique where this suction cup gets attached to a fat. It draws the skin and the fat into the suction cup. You deliver this freezing temperature to it, and you can reduce the fatty layer by up to 20%. Now, It does work, and it was the first non-invasive fat removal device out there. So it really was a groundbreaking.
No blood, no snipping.
You just sit in a chair. No, you read a magazine, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Vacuum with ice cubes inside.
It feels weird, but it was a groundbreaking mm-hmm. technology. But with all things new, they're doing it on everybody. People who are much too big, people who didn't fit the machine, things that they said were totally complication-free, people were having problems with chronic pain afterwards. There were incidences and still are people where the fat rebounds and grows back much worse.
People
so,
always
like with myself. Anything new, it gets abused, and we have to deal with the consequences. Mm-hmm. Now, there are so many different non-invasive devices out on the market now, not just fat freezing, but now new lasers that are out, and ultrasounds, and all these variations. So we have options.
Mm-hmm.
As a kind of self-proclaimed fat expert, I'm finding that in my own practice, CoolSculpting is kind of becoming a little bit... there's 2.0s out there.
What are those?
Okay, so the latest and greatest is a device called Sculpture. And it's the first of its kind, which is a laser-based device.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves lasers, but it's really about penetrating heat and energy as deep as possible into the skin without harming the top layer of the skin. And this is the first device to do it. What are the advantages? Well, first of all, we have not seen as of yet any of the chronic post-treatment pain that we've seen with cryolipolysis. We also have not seen any of the rebound fat growth, which has a fancy name called lipohypertrophy. Paradoxical lipohypertrophy.
That's the name.
You don't want paradoxical
So this time we're destroying the fat cells with heat of cold.
Exactly. And it works with equal efficacy up to 20-25% of the fat layer. And it works in half the time. So instead of an hour cycle, it's a 25-minute cycle.
Do you have to be like not that heavy?
Yes.
Like you have to be.
I always say it's a pinch of an inch type of thing. When a patient comes to me for a fat consult, and I do minimally invasive liposuction in my practice, I tell them if you're looking for teacups, we can do non-invasive. If you're looking for soup bowls, that's when I think you need something a little bit more aggressive. And people are pleasantly surprised to find that you don't have to do the old, like, Discovery Channel aggressive traditional liposuction of years before. We have newer technologies, lasers and things like that, where we can do liposuction under local anesthesia now. So people are back
to
working.
Wow. But say somebody comes in. Have you sent patients to be like, listen, buddy, you got to get a diet going on.
And about 30%. Absolutely.
You tell them this is going to do nothing.
I don't treat fat people.
Are there fights in your office?
No.
Like, are there tears?
No, but it's like, listen, and it's mostly with men because half my patients are men that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I always say I'm here for areas that are resistant to diet.
Like a little love handle.
Not people that are resistant to diet.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
She's got to get that on the plaque.
Yeah.
Or like a little needle
point. Put that on the front door. But it's true. I'm like if you're losing weight, I'm the last 5 to 10.
Got it.
Or, you know, if you're a 200-pound guy, I'm the last 10 to 15. And that's what I could accomplish. With minimally invasive liposuction, I can make it look like you lost 10 to 15 in the right area. With non-invasive, it's more like the 0 to 5 pounds. It's a few pounds.
Have you tried these things
yourself?
Of course. Oh, and who does them to you?
Well, fortunately, the non-invasive stuff, you know, an assistant could attach to me, and I've tried them. I don't really buy new technologies unless I've tried them out on myself. Liposuction I have not done on myself. That would be difficult. But I was a heavy child, and I believe in diet, exercise, meditation, good sleep, and everything I do is just the remaining last part.
You don't look like you were a heavy child. I feel like I'm very... I'm good at finding out, because I was like a chunky monkey, and I can sniff out another like heavy kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I was.
So like, how did you lose the weight?
I did diet and exercise. I joined the wrestling team, and I didn't eat, and I exercised, and you know... Again, all these cosmetic treatments, even Botox and fillers, you know, you can't inject health into people or a look of wellness.
Yeah.
So I really try in my practice to kind of push the whole overall wellness thing.
You tell them about transcendental meditation
I
and
do.
Stuff?
Are you into that?
2 years.
So you are quite like big picture. You're not just like...
I'm big picture.
You are big picture.
Yeah. And, you know, I get high on my own supply. I do a little bit of all these things, true.
You're doing whippets in the office?
Exactly.
Do they have that's nitrous oxide in Dermatology?
That's in Haagen-Dazs. That's in
Haagen-Dazs.
Okay. But yeah, it's all part of the big picture.
It's bikini season.
Yes.
Yeah.
You had back to a more shallow topic. So I thought that this was interesting. So that same report, the ASPS report, the most popular surgical procedure, I know you're not a plastic surgeon, but just stay with me, was lipo.
Yes.
So lipo always seemed like super scary. Like you mentioned the Discovery stuff. Like I used to watch that and be like, this is terrifying. Like, you know, lipo got a lot of bad PR a few years ago with Kanye West's mom. Like, everyone was like, lipo's like super scary.
This is a perfect discussion because there's a lot of confusion out there. The biggest complications of liposuction are often due to general anesthesia and the amount of time you're under anesthesia. And unfortunately, in the past, number one, liposuction was done on relatively unhealthy people, fat people. It wasn't done on small people.
Mm-hmm.
It was done on people where really diet and exercise were the option. So already you're dealing with higher risk patients, obesity.
Oh, that's interesting.
Their hearts aren't strong.
Yeah. I actually didn't think about it.
Number two, liposuction was often an add-on procedure to other treatments, facelift, nose job. The longer you're under anesthesia, the more trauma you create, the higher the risk. Okay, so in the 80s, actually, tumescent liposuction was developed by a dermatologist, but now plastic surgeons perform it also, which was a way to remove fat under local. We're doing it on relatively healthy people who are not obese, who just have trouble spots. They're doing it as a sole procedure. It's not done with a nose job, with a facelift. So again, you're limiting anesthesia, and you're not even going to sleep for it. And new technologies like lasers and melting fat melting devices, ultrasound devices, have developed over the last few years to make it even easier to remove fat. So even now in the last decade, plastic surgeons are really coming on to this technique. So it's not that often now that patients, no one really needs to go under general anesthesia for 6 hours for liposuction.
Jeez, is that how long liposuction takes?
Well, no, but when you're doing it with a facelift and a breast lift.
Sure. How long does liposuction take?
I will tell you, most patients who come in for like a belly and hip or inner outer thighs, they're in my office for 4 hours. The procedure with me is maybe 1.5 to 2 hours.
Okay.
So it's like going to the dentist. There's about a 15 to 30 minute period of getting annoying Novocaine shots, but you're sedated for that. You get a little Demerol and Valium, so it's not like you're feeling much. And then the melting and removal part could be anywhere from 1 hour to 2 hours total. So patients are, you know, they get sent home in an Uber. Somebody picks them up. They're back to work in 48 hours. They're in no pain. Nothing that certainly Tylenol wouldn't help. And it's really, that's the beauty of the procedure. It makes me look great because just people are unaware that this option is out there. So going back to the cryolipolysis and the non-invasive thing, unfortunately, a lot of patients who come to me, they are either they're too obese for any procedure, and they really need to be counseled on diet and nutrition, or they're sold the wrong bill of goods, and you know they 15 pounds you're not going to get rid of non-invasively. And I always tell people you can only burn so much garbage in your backyard before you have to cart it out. So sometimes if you have enough fat, you actually
is my backyard my ass?
Yeah,
I'm so
much.
Confused by this analogy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I have to give this speech like 20 times a day.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people come in and they've spent a few $1,000s on a cool sculpting or sculpture or anything. There's no best machine. It's finding the best
treatment
for the
person. And you have to
see
the person to know.
Yeah, you really have to tell and be honest with them. So I try and, you know, if you only have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So I try and offer a full spectrum of things. And, you know, sometimes people get sold into a lot of different options that aren't necessarily best for them. So
We talked about what's hot right now in body.
Yeah.
What about face?
Face.
What are some of the new, perhaps, lasers or treatments that you're excited about in the facial? In the filling, not the sucking.
In the filling.
Or in any smoothing.
Well, we're
face.
Always getting so many new fillers are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how a patient looks doesn't necessarily have to do with the filler. It does have to do with the injector. But it's like getting new shades of paint that come out in the market. It helps the artist kind of, you know, with ease and trauma and longevity, create the image we want to create, whether it's thicker agents in the cheek that last longer or finer agents for fine lines around the mouth or under the eyes. They allow the doctor to do more. There's not that much in terms of recreating the wheel, though. It's not like some new fillers coming out that's like doing something so dramatically differently. And in Europe, they have a lot more fillers. Europe and Asia, because of our FDA, it actually, we follow what's going on in Canada and Europe and bringing things over slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas technology, with skin tightening and lasers, often we're the first people to get them.
Americans.
And they look to us. And it's mostly because of the expense of these devices.
Really,
So Europe, you know, the market is not as big there, so there's not as much for these companies to pursue selling $200,000 devices in Europe because there's just not as much of a market for it. So I have a lot of European patients. They get all the fillers over there, but they'll come over here, they'll get lasers. And I think where a lot of the advancements are coming now are in combination devices. So again, you're not going to get a new Fraxel or your new old therapy device, but you're getting these technologies that are combining two treatments in one. There's a lot about microneedling right now,
mm-hmm.
and microneedling mixed with radio frequency. So you're kind of getting two treatments in one. And I think, you know, we're finding that these devices, you're getting a synergistic response, like a 1+1=3. And I think that's really where a lot of new technology is going now.
Which ones are you excited about? Like, what are the devices?
I do like some of the new microneedling
devices. Which ones can Jess get?
Exactly. The Infinity.
Infinity, what is that?
This is a skin tightening device which combines microneedling, which is like little punctures of needles in the skin.
Does that hurt? Just the word microneedling freaks
me out. Yeah, it does. But you sit with anesthesia. It doesn't hurt any more than other laser devices, but it's not like
a spot treatment.
Yeah, local anesthesia, topical anesthesia. And it really depends what you're trying to accomplish. If you're looking for, you know, major skin tightening, well then, you know, you're dealing with sitting with anesthesia, maybe taking a little pill or something, and dealing with a few days of downtime. It always has to do with...
What was this, the name of this one again?
Infinity, with an I at the end, not a Y.
Who names these things?
I know.
That's microneedling with...
Microneedling with radio frequency.
With radio frequency.
And that's going to tighten your skin?
That's for tightening of the skin. So when the needle punctures the skin for like a split second, a burst of radio frequency energy is delivered at the tip of the needle.
And what does that make my collagen like seize up?
Yeah,
and
that's exactly it. It causes collagen contraction.
So you're just like...
And what's great is, A, you can do it on any skin type, so you don't have to worry about darker skin types with lasers. It could be done during the summer months.
Oh, because there's not a sun
issue. Not a sun issue. And depending on the depth of penetration, you can do a lot of things, whether it's fine lines or deep tightening. There's a variety of indications that you could do for that.
Yes.
So that's what I think was one of the more exciting devices.
So, Dr. Frank, where can people find you?
Oh, well, I'm on the Upper East Side, but the easiest way to find me is on the web, and that's pfrankmd.com. And you could follow me on Facebook on Dr. Paul Jared
Frank. Do you
Frank.
Have Instagram?
Yeah.
I do Instagram.
You do?
Yes. Dr. Paul Jared Frank.
What kind of photos are on there?
I got some photos on there. I don't like, you know, there are a lot of people who do a lot of, like, treatment photos. They can be a little
like
gross.
Before, they're really
gross. I like before and afters, but I don't think people have to watch, like, me injecting someone's ass.
Like those thong before and afters?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'd get, like, 5 million followers, but, you know.
All right. Well, we'll check it out, and so will our listeners. Thank you.
Awesome. Right. Thank you. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this, we flawless. Ladies, tell them, say I look so good tonight. Goddamn, it's time,
Rizwan. I like that throaty.
I don't know who's like the target lady. Okay, raise a wand. What are you raising a wand to this week?
My old school favorite liner. I'm not like great at like perfectionist eye makeup. I just kind of like rub a little bit like on the top of my lids. But this has been a favorite. The Clinique cream shaper for eyes. I like chocolate luster, but I have all the colors.
Mm.
And honestly, I use these to a little nub. Super.
Yeah, it does look like a little nub.
Oh, I'll use it till it's like the point is hitting like the base. It's super creamy. You don't have to be like super precise to use it, and then you can smudge it out with your finger or a brush, and it has a little bit of a sheen to it, so it doesn't look very severe. Chocolate luster
is this
my
what
favorite.
You wear most every days?
I use either the Clinique cream shaper or I use the Charlotte Tilbury Rock and Kohl's.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm raising a wand to a face product that I've discovered.
I know what you're holding. I love it.
Oh my God, I'm on the bandwagon. This is It Cosmetics, Your Skin But Better, CC Plus. The name goes on. CC Plus Color Correcting Full Coverage Cream Plus Anti-Aging Hydrating Serum SPF 50.
Plus.
Longest name ever, but it's because it does so much shit.
It's really good. Keep going.
Okay, so people in the office were talking about this, and I was like, it's going to be too heavy for me because I like a light-tinted moisturizer, but the SPF 50 is what put me over the line. I was like, well, it's summer. I should try it. It's like creamy, and you don't even have to use your mirror when you put it on, and it just sort of blends in and looks perfect and dries to like a soft powdery, not like a, like it has like a, it's very satiny and like natural skin finish. Yeah. Plus SPF 50 and it's not chalky. How do they do that?
I don't know, but it's yeah, it's so light and silky. Are you, is that what you're wearing today? Because your skin looks good.
Yeah.
Looks really nice.
I'm obsessed with this stuff. It Cosmetics, your skin, but better, CC Plus.
Here's the thing. We're not going to be here next week, but we'll be thinking of you. We're taking a week off.
Happy July 4th, everyone.
Please wear SPF and stay safe.
In the sun.
And like with fireworks and stuff.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.